106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
I'm a social media guy. I do a lot on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, all that kind of stuff. But I do have a bit of a... It's not exactly a problem with e-cards, but it is a question with e-cards as to whether they're the best way to express love at Christmas, really.
There is a huge problem here because it's not purely a commercial thing, because quite often people were buying cards from charities. Now, are you saying that maybe e-cards are leading to a decline in the income from cards for charities?
I mean, that's certainly true, and a lot of charities are worrying about that and they're suffering from it, and it would be good. It's always good to support charities at Christmas, and many of the cards you buy, the majority of the money goes to charity. But it's also good to buy a card or to have a card to give to someone. Maybe instead of just posting it, drop around with it, pop in with it. Because Christmas is about connection. It's about human connection. And although I love new media and I've got my smartphone with me all the time, there are times when it can be a little bit cold, a little bit impersonal, especially at Christmas if you're lonely. It's really good just to feel you've got a card you can hold, you can reread it. And even better if the person comes around, gives it to you, has a cup of tea with you as they hand it over.
Now, you're starting a campaign to get people to be a bit more traditional this Christmas with their cards.
It's not so much me starting it, but I am involved with some charities, and as you say, they are concerned to do this. When they asked me to do it, it just seemed very good to me to be able to speak up for a bit of human connection. I'm 60 years old, so I'm a silver surfer, and I'm fine with computers and stuff, but people like my aunt, she's 90, she's never going to have a computer, and she's not really going to get the hang of all this. So if people send her an e-card, it will just never work. She'll just sit there feeling lonely. So I think at this time, when media are changing all the time, there's still a room for traditional cards, especially at Christmas, which is quite a traditional time.
Quite often, the internet is seen as a kind of cold way of communicating, isn't it? Do you think that there's any possibility of Christmas spirit being displayed online, or is it just going to die out the more we kind of cross over to the digital world?
Well, I think, I mean, you know, a lot of e-cards, a lot of commercially available e-cards are very good. They're great fun, you know, and they're animated, and you can have Christmas music and things like that. So I think it is possible. And of course, younger generation people my children's age, they just live in the digital world. But for a lot of people, they don't or they can't access the internet. And so I think it's a shame if we just take it for granted now that everybody's online, because it's not true. And some of the ones who can't get online are the ones who might be loneliest, especially at Christmas. So, you know, the good old-fashioned things like popping around to say hello to people, knocking on your neighbour's door, perhaps delivering a card and saying this comes with our love. I think at Christmas especially, it can mean a great deal to people.